I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show.
My, oh my, there's never a dull moment in the United States of America, is there? It's the Wendy's Big Show. Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger Packer running back Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler going to join us around 2:30. You have 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. On Twitter, at 1057FMTheFan. On Facebook, 1057FMTheFan. And goodness gracious, guys, Robert Kraft giving us some content today, I guess. And hopefully not content that we all need to view on social media. But that's a story down there in Jupiter, Florida. Patriot owner Robert Kraft being arrested on multiple counts of prostitution, soliciting a prostitute.
Should be interesting to see how Roger Goodell views this. Because Jim Irsay suspended 6 games, fined $150,000, being arrested on drug charges. So does he get more than what Irsay did? For punishment, does he get less? Does he get the same thing? I'm pretty sure we haven't seen this with an owner before. So this will be precedent setting going forward with Robert Kraft. I mean, can't be surprised it's the Patriots after all, but either way.
Does this make just continue the cloud for you, Spark? Because you're a Patriot guy. You despise that organization.
Yep. They just continue to look sleazier by the day. I mean, cheating, doing whatever you got to do, and now your owner's doing this. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, why should it even surprise you that this dude's involved in this crap?
Well, I mean, Gary, I heard you on with Bill just before we got on here, Bill Michaels here on the Fan, and talking about the people that he hangs out with, and Robert Kraft's out, you know, being a celebrity, 77 years old, and who's got Robert Kraft going to a little parlor in a strip mall, man?
Snoop Dogg, Meek Mill, all them.
You don't think that it's the other billionaires that he's hanging out with in
them
too, Florida,
and because they all do it.
I mean,
they all do it. They all do it. No,
$59.99.
Now we keep it 100. What we find out is human trafficking and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying I'm all on board with it and this stuff. But if you were at the Bunny Ranch in Vegas, and he was doing this there, all good.
Legal there, right?
All good.
Is it legal there? Right.
Well, yeah, yes. Must be because they got it. Bunny Ranch. Everybody know about it. So it got to be legal. If you were doing that, it's all good.
But yeah, red light district out in Amsterdam.
Yes. Let me have at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this right here, could have found some better ways to, if this is what he really wanted to do, because all the money he got. He can fly in and out of Vegas, boom, boom, just like that anytime
right,
he
like that. That's my issue with it, Robert Kraft, yeah. Man. You got all the money in the world, dude.
Go to Amsterdam, be 50, in and out.
Yeah. $59.99? You got to know what's going on.
Yeah,
if there's a storefront property in a strip mall, they're saying, hey, 30 minutes and
I don't even know if I had that type of money, if I had that type of money, I don't know if I'd be doing
this. Guy could be going, like you said, to the Bunny Ranch, getting $5,000.
And they almost found Lamar Odom up in there dead, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Lamar Odom almost.
He had so much fun.
Yeah, he was also taking jackrabbits, though, when he was at the Bunny Ranch. So he was off and running, that's for sure. And we're off and running on a Friday, Wendy's Big Show. There was some basketball last night. Great basketball game. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. I caught it on the podcast, 1057FMTheFan.com, Fan on Demand. I was up around 2:30 this morning, just couldn't sleep. I fell asleep for a couple hours, turned on the podcast, listened for a straight hour.
Had a good date, then.
Well, no, I realized that I had to go to the bathroom, and like all of a sudden, like I stayed up for like 45 minutes, and I was like, oh, maybe that's why I've been up listening to Sparky for the last 45 minutes.
Well, there you go, then. Yeah, well, I'm glad I could entertain them.
It was good. It was really, really fun.
Date went well. You didn't, Bucks didn't get blown out. Giannis didn't get hurt, so everything was kosher, so now we're going in the right direction again with your luck, I hope.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? turned it around.
But now, what did you take from last night's game on the court, 98-97?
I really appreciated the physical style of play that they showed that they're able to play with. I mean, Middleton, 13 rebounds, good Lord. I mean, that just doesn't happen very often. And he was playing bigger than he was last night inside for sure. And, you know, we talk about Mirotić, the three-point shooting, but he also plays physical inside too, and he's going to bang with other guys to try and get rebounds and do what he has to do. Ersan, obviously, we know how physical he can be, and he's not against getting dulled down and dirty if need be to do something inside. Brook Lopez isn't going to shy away from contact. And Giannis, too. I mean, when you know you're not letting Giannis get out and run the fast break, he's just going to start banging away on Al Horford and see if he can just go through Al Horford himself to get that dunk. So that's what I like, because I think what's going to happen in the playoffs, Gary, is you're going to see more physical play against his Bucks team to see how they respond to it once you start the postseason.
Yeah, I think there was another game that we kind of actually talked about this a little bit. Was there another game that we actually talked about this where they played physical and we didn't think that they could and they did? Was there another one? And the reason why I say that, I thought we did.
We talked a lot about the OKC physicality.
Was that when they lost that?
And they lost that game.
And I thought there was another one that they won because of the style of play. I think we hit that. And so what I'm saying to you is that I forget what game that was.
I know.
But what they've done is they've had three of these games.
Pacers game before the break. First game before the last game before the break.
That was a different game. So they've had three of these games like that in recent, and are 2-1, which leads you to believe that they now can play just at almost any style and have a chance of winning. Because what you thought that they were a team that need to get out and run, spread the floor, shoot some threes. And Giannis could be the president and post if they need to. And I think what they've shown you is now over those last couple of times that we talked about it, they can win a grinded out game. I mean, it wasn't a game that, you know, they scoring like 130, 104. You know, it was a game, it was a grinder of a game, and they won it.
And we were talking yesterday, Sparky, before the game, the Bucks have been a covering machine. The overs have been going through the roof on the Bucks game last night, 227. They start out, they throw the number out at you, and neither team cracks 100.
Mm-hmm.
When you are continuing, but you still see 30 from your superstar, and they could have played better throughout the entire night.
Both teams sucked in the beginning of that
mm-hmm.
game.
Well, the first game after All-Star break, wasn't
right?
It?
Yeah. Right. So, and then they didn't play very well in the beginning of the third quarter either. Bucks struggled there. Boston didn't shoot the ball well. That was in large part due to the Bucks defense. Bucks defense played pretty good last night. I think you have to give them credit. We do our X factor of the game every night in the postgame show. That was it for me last night. Bucks defense, I thought, really was the X factor. And then Middleton's obviously his 13 rebounds on that side of the floor too. So I think that's a lot of credit to the Bucks and how that whole thing played out. And the other thing that goes along with this too is, you know, you look at free throws, they didn't even get to the free throw line 10 times, the Celtics. They didn't even get there 10 times. I mean, that's crazy. You've got guys on that team that have some name recognition, maybe not all stars necessarily, mm-hmm. you know, but Tatum's been around for a while. Jaylen Brown's been around for a while. Kyrie obviously is who Kyrie is. And that dude wasn't getting calls most of the night for the Boston Celtics. Now, does that change in a series? I don't know if that's going to change in a series or not. I would assume it would change, that there'll be more free throws called or more fouls called once we get into a playoff series. But I just think you have to be happy as a Bucks fan that you're able to get that game last night. When you look at your bench, Mirotić played well off the bench last night for you. George Hill was steady, maybe didn't score anything, but he was steady in rebounds and assists and doing a couple other things for you in the box score last night. Ersan gave you some quality minutes when he was out there as well. And we talked about last night postgame, no DJ Wilson. And apparently they're still looking for a swing player, which means probably not going to be no Sterling Brown either if they find themselves a swing player, swing guy here in the buyout market.
Now, who goes down at that situation? Would Brown go down to the G League for
know.
You?
Yeah, I mean,
or do you think they just send Christian Wood back down and let him roll and put up points?
I have no idea what they're going to do. But obviously they're still looking for a guy. If you go off the J.R. Smith story yesterday, nobody wants J.R. Smith. But
If
they're looking at J.R. Smith, if that's true, then I'm sure they're looking at other guys, hoping that there's a couple more guys let out there in the buyout market.
Gary, you want J.R. Smith on the Bucks?
What does Steve say?
No.
No.
Why?
Because he can shoot you right out of a basketball game. That's pretty much it for me.
That's it?
Yeah, because, I mean, look, when he's hot, he's great. He'll help you. But when he's cold and he's 2-for-12... he'll kill you. Absolutely kill you. I don't like the streaky nature of what J.R. Smith brings with him to that basketball team. I'd rather stay away from it.
in the form of trying to...
He was trying to get me to go in the Antonio Brown category.
Yeah, because I know that's where you are anyway, because you've said that before. But in the form of trying to remain consistent, I don't want that guy in my locker room with these guys. That erratic behavior, nowhere near these guys whatsoever.
I thought of it. I think it's just...
I've heard Steve say that before about certain players.
No doubt.
That guy, I don't... This is a nice... So, really, if you look at the... And it's the same thing with the Brewers. You look at the Milwaukee Brewers, and if you could say why... Although you had Yelich and Kane. But if you could say the Milwaukee Brewers last year, what was really the common theme on why you think that they won?
Locker room culture.
Everybody got along. Everybody accepted a role. And that's really why they got to where they were. It was just good. If you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, no one can make heads or tails, other than Giannis, why they are winning the way that they are winning and why they're doing what they're doing. It's because they've got a good makeup in their locker room. And a great coach. But we have seen this from the Milwaukee Bucks for years, where they just didn't have the makeup that they need. And even we saw this last year, though, with the Bucks in particular. Mm-hmm. There was something going on with Giannis, Middleton, and Jabari. There was something wasn't right there. And this year, I think you finally have that chemistry. I don't want that guy in that locker. And Steve is right. And then once he starts shooting you out of a game, and then you got to do what?
Bench him.
And then what happens on the bench?
Then he pouts. Then he gets mad.
Don't want him nowhere near the Milwaukee Bucks.
Frankly, I completely agree with what you guys both just said.
Steve, go ahead and read the tweet again. Why, when somebody's really good, Gary don't want him to come here? I'm staying consistent.
He's not anywhere close to Antonio Brown.
It doesn't matter. It's still the same. I don't want none of them jokers.
This dude thought that the Cavs were winning game one of the NBA Finals last year.
Nowhere near my team.
Like, that's an unforgivable mistake for me.
Yep.
That's like the Brandon Bostic version of an NBA
play.
Is when he grabs the rebound, has a chance to put it back up in the game, and just dribbles it back out. Like,
what are you doing?
Don't come in here. And all that, too,
I got to tell Steve something off the air, too. And all that, too, though. All that, too, though, is also now you get in with, you know, his nightlife allegedly ain't the greatest.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand what you're saying.
So what does that do?
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody say he's a bad teammate or he doesn't practice hard or whatever. I get with what you're talking about. I totally understand. And I think it's different to a degree. Because for role players, you're not willing to put up with that crap as you are for star players.
Yes.
That's, I think, is a difference. So what you're saying is 100% correct.
No doubt.
He's not good enough to put up with antics if that's what he's going to bring to your locker room. And
for sure.
I don't disagree at all with that.
Yeah,
they're not taking any... if they could train you better and make sure that you're into making money for yourself, you could maybe get J.R. Smith over at Young Express.
I'm not sure John Young would hire him.
You don't think so?
But we'll go with Young.
Too much Kardashian relations.
We'll go with Young Express on this deal. And this is what we're talking about. Becoming a successful transporter of expedited freight. What does that mean? That means you're going to drive for a living. You're going to go from point A to point B. Pick stuff up and then take it to wherever dispatch tells you to go. And then once you have it dropped off, you'll call back to dispatch and they'll tell you where to go next. And that's pretty much it. Right now, Young Express is looking for people that are going to be full-time independent contractors because, again, you're going to be running your own business here, and also looking for those people that want to do local driving that aren't interested in driving all over the country. Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee, and they do short runs so you don't have to worry about driving 15 hours straight like an over-the-road guy. Local drivers also get to sleep in their own bed every night, 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. That is also a beautiful thing. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, and right now they're looking for people that have cargo vans, sprinter vans, and tractor trailers, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Why Young Express? They have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated, take it very personal to keep drivers moving. And that's a big deal, because if you're not moving, you aren't making money for yourself. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Gary's boy, Max Kellerman, backs him up on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Just everybody's freaking out about Giannis. Maybe they take that a little bit too personally. We'll get to that more at 3 o'clock. There's some more details continuing to roll out here. Robert Kraft charged with solicitation of a prostitute down in Jupiter, Florida. Looking at the name here, they allegedly it's going to get much more aggressive and egregious with the different people being involved in the human trafficking and solicitation of prostitution there. That list, I can't see anybody bigger name than Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, charged. And R. Kelly also, 10 counts down in Chicago. That dude is not going to see the light for quite some time. But we're going to keep seeing the light. 3.5 hours, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
Really happy with our defense. The focus for probably 48 minutes. And then just finding a way to win a close game. And, you know, sometimes you win with your defense. And so to get a stop to win the game, you know, those are good.
That's Mike Budenholzer last night after a 98-97 win for the Milwaukee Bucks at home. First game back of the All-Star break. Now 24 to play as they try to lock down the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Goodness gracious. I was out there last night, and I guess the last time really that I was at Fiserv Forum was Marquette Buffalo. And I didn't realize that was like 2 months ago. That place packed, sold out for a Bucks game last night. They had the beer button activated last night. Yep. People were running, getting the free koozies with it.
Beer spilt all over the guys from Great Midwest Bank that was on national TV with Kevin Harlan on the call. There's actual stories on that all over the place.
So that was the one right in the front row.
Right. That was our guys from Great Midwest Bank.
That's amazing. I was maybe 25 feet away, and I just yelled out, "Buy him a beer!" I don't know if he did or not, but yeah. that was always That's the joke. Somebody's got to, right?
Yeah, right.
Somebody go get the guy a drink. Come on. Booty talks about the defense last night, Sparky, and that was your biggest takeaway. We're asking 414-799-1250. You can chime in on what you saw last night in the Bucks' first game back out of the All-Star break. Physicality on defense is something that you're going to have to play with throughout the NBA playoffs. In a 7-game series, do you see the physicality that the Bucks had last night on defense being able to withstand?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they'll be all right. They got enough guys that they can run out there to continue to deal with that. Now, you know, if they end up getting another big in the buyout market, like some want Robin Lopez, I'm not one of them, but some want Robin Lopez, mm-hmm. That's another physical type player that can do that. I don't know if you saw Cantor played last night, his first game. Had a real nice game for who was he with? Portland, I believe, now.
Mm-hmm.
He had a real nice game for Portland last night. I didn't want him here either. But there are guys out there that you're going to be able to go get and they can add to the physicality if you get another big guy. I guess I don't worry as much about it after I saw what they did last night. But you're right. As far as, okay, so we get through the first series. Let's say the Bucks sweep the first series. Now you get to the second series. That's going to be a physical 7-game series, regardless if it's Philly, Boston, or Toronto. Then you get to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's going to be another physical 7-game series with whoever you got left to play. And then if you're in the NBA Finals, then it's Golden State. Maybe not as physical in that series, but two back-to-back physical-type series, if you look at these four teams that we're talking about, Gary, Philly, Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee, who really is equipped to deal with that physical play for two series.
No, they are. But this is my whole thing with the Milwaukee Bucks is, you know, can they maintain that? Now, they showed you they can do that. You're right, playoffs are going to get a little bit harder. It's going to get a little bit more physical. And then can they – the wear and tear is going to be on Giannis. That's where the wear and tear is going to come from.
Sure.
Because he's really your guy.
So you're saying he's going to wear on an opponent more than anything
well,
else?
Well, both. He's going to have to exert a lot of energy, both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the way he plays offensively? His game is all about contact. His
Absolutely.
Game is all about being physical on the offensive end.
Which is completely shifted from a couple of years ago.
He
he's trying to dominate.
Until he can figure out how to get a jump shot. Because once he does that, he doesn't have to be as physical anymore. Now you're asking him to be that way on both ends. I don't know if that can happen for – How many playoff series would they have to go through? Is it two? Three.
Three to get there, four
right?
Four to win it.
Right.
We need to win 16 games.
So can he do that for 16 games? Not every game is going to be that way, but you're asking him now to do that level, be that physical game in and game out.
This is the thing.
Because he's going to be the focal point of everybody else, right? You figure everybody else is going to send, what, 2-3 guys
yeah.
at him?
No mm-hmm. doubt, right.
Because nobody else can stop him.
Right.
He said it.
But this is going to be the thing, though. I mean, you look at last night's game, for instance, Giannis has that ball go off his leg out of bounds towards the end of that game. And then what happened after that? All of a sudden, Brogdon hits a shot. All of a sudden, Bledsoe hits a shot. Middleton had a huge three.
Love that.
Right? So that is, to me, the biggest difference here. Boston, they get that ball, and Reggie Miller's going, well, it's going to be Kyrie. It's got to be Kyrie.
It's got to be.
That's all it's going to be. It's Kyrie. So you knew who it was going to be. With the Bucks, yes, Giannis is probably the MVP candidate, but he's not expected to be Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. I just don't think they're going to put him in that situation. They're going to rotate that ball around in different situations to take big shots. So if you want to double Giannis at the end of a game, go right ahead. Somebody's going to be open to take a shot. And they feel comfortable with Lopez on the floor taking a shot. They're comfortable with Middleton, with Bledsoe, and with Brogdon. So if you want to take him away at the end of a game, go ahead. Somebody else will hit a shot.
Well, and Boston should be thinking the same thing, but that's why they're in trouble. Because it really doesn't have to be Kyrie. I mean, that Jason Tatum, and who's the other kid they got over
there? Jaylen Brown,
yes.
Number 7?
Yes.
Yep.
You start asking yourself, who do you like? I mean, they've got other guys where it just – but Kyrie is going to be Kyrie anyway. And that is problem the part of their problem in Boston.
I know this
Steve,
sounds crazy.
Can you remind me to tell you off air what I need to tell you about Boston, please?
Okay.
I wish I could see that team with, like, Mike Conley. At point. A guy that's completely unselfish but plays that physical style of defensive basketball.
Maybe Tosh.
With who?
Mike Conley.
With who?
The Boston Celtics. If they didn't have Kyrie last night, they are not in that game at the end.
No, they're not.
Kyrie single-handedly put him on his back at the end of the game and said go. Now, you could say, well, maybe they're not down early on like they were if Kyrie was making some shots.
For 48 minutes.
True. But Kyrie, man, he made that one move under the basket, turned around on Brook Lopez, fading away into like the Bucks bench from like 15 feet, and he hit that shot over Brook Lopez. And I said, no other guard in this league probably is going to make that shot.
You're absolutely
right.
You're absolutely right. But when Kyrie is hurt and not with them, all these other guys make those kind of plays.
Well, look.
As a team.
Last night.
As a team.
Right.
Not what Kyrie did. And you're right. There's nobody can make that play like that but Kyrie. But the matter of the fact is here, this Boston team plays better without Kyrie. They play more as a team. These guys don't feel, you know, pushed down. I mean, they don't feel like they can't express themselves. With Kyrie, they know, just like what you said, Kyrie's going to get it, Kyrie's going to get it. Most people say it with the Bucks is Giannis going to get you. But Giannis, in some ways, deferred a little bit, which is, I was okay with it. Or then Bledsoe then – that three that Chris hit at the top of the key, straight money.
Yep. So they call him
Boston,
cash.
Boston can do the same thing if Kyrie will let him.
Well, Jaylen Brown had a big game last night, but he didn't get enough shots.
Did he shoot it like 9 times?
Right.
Yeah. Shot it well.
Right.
Right.
But doesn't that just play into the fact if they need somebody that isn't out there for his buckets?
Saying Mike Conley would be better for the Celtics than Kyrie Irving.
I would agree. Yes, no doubt. That's just me. But Kyrie is a
world-class player.
Yes.
I'm not saying that he's not. Player in the league. Absolutely.
Not saying that he's not. But you know what I think Kyrie can be great at? If he go play with LeBron.
If he will defer and be the second star on a team.
He would have to.
Yeah.
Or he would have to just temper his game a little. He ain't temper his game with these guys, Brown and these other jokers. He ain't doing that. Because he thinks he's the guy. That's why he's there. He's going to take him to a championship. He's going to win it.
He would have been one of those guys that if the NBA and NBA Players Association actually do this thing they're talking about, that apparently they pitched yesterday and that they're agreeing upon, he would have been jumping right. He would never have seen Duke.
No.
He would never have gotten hurt at Duke.
No.
There would have been no reason for him to be playing for Coach K.
Yeah.
He would have already gotten his car.
Right.
Nice deal over at Hyundai West Dallas.
Yeah.
And been ready to go into the NBA.
My good friends at Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. They're part of the International Auto Group. Guys, if you go down to Highway 100, Arthur Avenue, the whole Arthur Avenue is basically International Autos. And there's also a Hyundai dealership there, right there. Go see my good friend Dan Richards. He's ready to make you a great deal right now today on any new or used cars they have in stock right now. And guys, you always hear me say, they're not in love with any one car that they want to sell. They're in business to sell and move cars. Guys, go see them right now today to get the best possible deal on the greatest car around. That's Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
How great is it to see a professional league being reactionary and taking precaution when a star goes down? I'll tell you about it next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back Leroy Butler in the house. Soon to be named 2020 Class NFL Hall of Famer. And Steve Sparky, Five for Myself, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, intern mother plucker on the other side. Sparky, you look giddy.
Huh?
You looked ready to jump. You looked ready to pounce.
I just am amused by Bucks fans. Bucks fans forever have complained about not getting calls and so forth. And fairly, right? I mean, we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Without a superstar, you're probably going to get those calls. So now the Bucks get the benefit of calls, like Middleton grabbing on a Horford's arm on the last play or whatever the case may be, and that troll Bill Simmons losing his mind on Twitter. And that's fine, right? He's a Celtics fan, so that's what he's going
to
do.
Right, he was going to do that. He had to.
And there's other...
He should have done that.
Right.
For his
brand. And there's other Celtic fans also mad about not getting calls, not getting to the free throw line, everything else.
I saw Portnoy going off about it last night, too.
So now what's happening is now Bucks fans are retaliating and going through and documenting which calls the referees missed on the Bucks.
I love Bucks
that
Twitter.
Were then should have been to the benefit of the Celtics. Listen... you do not have to go back and get involved in this. Let them just cry to themselves. There's just no sense. Remember, you used to be the same fan base that cried after every game of why the Bucks lost. The referees hate us. The referees screwed us. Doesn't it feel nice to have the other team doing that now? Why do you got to go back and then justify and defend the fact that, oh, no, they didn't help us. No, that like it was fair. You know, you guys got some breaks, too. Let me tell you what they were.
Let me tell you there.
Let me
tell
you.
Those referees, they did a very good job last night.
Yeah, we got some breaks, but so did you. You know, don't be mad at them. Just stay out of it, man. Just let them cry and complain and enjoy it. That's what we've done for like the last 30 years is complain about referees
right,
getting
relish
screwed.
It.
Yes! Just sit back and be amused by it. Like, finally, we got some breaks in a game. And you're going to get more. If they go and win this thing... or they go get to the NBA Finals, if you think the Bucks get calls now, or if you don't, they are going to get way more next year, and Giannis is going to get way more next year if this team actually does something in the postseason. It's going to go to a whole different level of crazy. It'll get to like James Harden level crazy.
Was the screaming Sicilian play of the game on the Pickett Save Milwaukee Bros postgame show last night, the chase down block on Jason Tatum?
That was a defensive play of the game. The play of the game was the Middleton three.
Okay, there at understandable.
That was a big
place
play.
Went nuts yes. when he cashed that thing.
How
who was it? Who shot that?
Oh, Middleton, nice haircut.
That's it, cash.
Oh, you do look cleaned up.
Yeah,
looks
nice.
Like a little weekend fresh.
Looks
I gotta
good.
Tell y'all what they're about to fight about at the barbershop. We'll do that at 5:00.
Robert Kraft,
how's your Celtics fan doing? That was giving you all this.
He tried to dump me, Steve. I found
what?
Him though. He tried to dump me.
He didn't want to talk
he
to
did
you about
the
it.
Dope.
Yeah.
Then he say, y'all cheated. Oh, Giannis gets all these calls.
Yep.
That chase down was a block. I said, when.
That was a great play by Giannis.
If Uncle Drew just dished it out,
says.
You got Horford for a wide open shot.
Who had 26 and 17?
That
hey,
is,
man, listen.
That's the one guy. Look, I have never
so
been a big Al Horford guy.
I'm just happy.
I've always thought Horford was overrated to a certain degree.
Yeah,
during
have.
The regular season, 15 and
We've
6.
We've had this conversation a lot.
16 and 7.
And there's nothing overrated about Horford.
Bro. Never been a big fan of Al Horford. Never thought he should have got paid the money he got paid. But last night, Al Horford played.
I got the truth, man.
Now, he didn't shoot the ball all that well. But
he played point guard at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, he played really, really well. And that is going to be a problem in the series if they face Boston. You can't let him have games like that. You can't let him go get 17 rebounds in a game.
What's the answer to that?
Tatum had, 10? So between the two of them, they had 27. Now, you still out-rebounded him, I think.
Middleton
I'm not looking
13.
At the box, like 55-50 or something like that. I think you out-rebounded him last night. What's the answer to that?
Yeah, who's got to be the answer to that for Al Horford?
People got to box out, man. They teach you how to box out in grade school, for God's sakes. And
I was
that's,
never good at it.
That's the one thing in the
Me
NBA.
Either. I'm just shooting and running down. I ain't boxing.
Right. In general, that's what the NBA does. In general, the NBA don't box out. I've had this conversation with 5 different Bucks head coaches over the course of my time on this station, at least, however many there's been. Probably been more than that. And I've had this conversation with the last 2 general managers as well, and Larry Harris and John Hammond. It just doesn't happen. I mean, there's just not a lot of teams that box out at this point. Brook Lopez does his job, and that's how it opens up for other guys because he actually does box out. But if everybody does their job and puts a body on a body, then you don't allow one cat to get 17 rebounds in a basketball game that's the size of Al Horford. I mean, this isn't Yao Ming getting 17 rebounds, and right. you can't get the ball. Mm-hmm. Al Horford's not that big, for God's sakes.
Right.
And he absolutely got what he wanted in that game last night.
What did you guys see out of Mirotić?
Shooting. I want him shooting. I don't want him doing no rebounding, no throwing no picks. I think he was like 2 for 6, 3, first game. Hey, let it go. Let it go.
He played very confident from what I saw. That was what I saw. He felt like he
good.
It looked like
just
he
shoot.
Was well in tune with the rest of the team.
I think the other thing, too, about Mirotić, Gary, is his length on the other side of the floor is really going to be a help, because you saw them be able to play Ersan and Mirotić and Giannis all out on the floor.
Yep.
Or go with three bigs and then Bledsoe on the floor with Middleton. Now you got two guys that can drive and then kick to Lopez, Ersan, Mirotić, whatever the case may be, spacing that floor. I loved Mirotić signing. That was the guy I wanted. I didn't think they'd be able to trade for him, but they figured out how to get it done. Pretty much nothing. And at the end of the day, I think he's going to be better than I thought. He's going to win him a playoff game or two, I bet.
He fits with what they're doing.
Perfect.
And especially as it get to a game like it was last night, and as he get a little bit more comfortable, that you start sending three jokers at Giannis when he's coming to the paint, and Giannis can kick it. And he's going to be staying over there wide open. And that's what you got to do. The team has got to be surrounded by shooters with Giannis. That's what it's all about to me.
And be ready to pull the trigger.
And Tony Snell was ready to pull the trigger a couple of times yesterday, even giving him the extra pass. You look around. They were using everybody on the floor last night. Gary, you were all hot yesterday when we talked to you before the show about your boy Zion Williamson. Yeah. Have you released some of that energy?
No, I wasn't really hot. I think Steve was more hot than me. I think he mistook some stuff that I was saying. I mean, Steve was a little bit more agitated than I was.
Well, I think it was the mass of rings that we got on our phone from all the texts that
Now here's the thing, and what you don't know. So because we have iPhones, Steve doesn't.
Correct.
And so he's responding back to me.
And then you're responding to everybody, and nobody else knows what's going on.
No one else knows what Steve
Correct.
Is saying.
So unless he responds to me individually, then you all get
right.
So you're gonna have which to, happens to me, too.
So that's why you
I'm
got,
not involved in you three having a conversation,
right,
and
right.
I get... Doop, doop, doop,
right.
Doop, doop.
So that's why you were probably getting all this flood of stuff, and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? What is he responding to, or what is he talking about?
Right.
He just... Well, I'm responding to Steve. And Steve is just, I think, is losing his mind. I'm just... I was just saying, hey, if I put IF capital letters, and I thought Steve loves living if. You know, he liked that land. I said, if he would blow his knee out and would never play ever again.
Career over,
he have a case against Nike. If.
Okay.
And I think Steve, I don't know if Steve saw the capital letters, if. Because he wouldn't do it right now, right? No. Spring knee. Come on, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
Go play.
No, he's about to have the biggest shoe contract ever from Nike.
But if he were to done over, can't play anymore, what will happen is he'd go after Nike. You know what Nike would do? They settle. Because they don't want that publicity from this guy.
Right. They'd give him cash.
They'd give it to him.
Well, hell, he's going to make $8 million already off the insurance policy that's over.
Listen.
What, $8 million done go a long way?
Well, no. When you're maybe scheduled to make $100 million versus $8 million,
I'm bad at math, and I know that's not adding up.
That's different. It's a different kind of piece of the
pie. You're right about that.
How about the NBA, though, and the NBA Players Association yesterday? Just
Did you catch that going back and forth with us, too?
Yeah. Cause
that was just so funny. He texted me. That was so funny that happened yesterday. It could have timing was awesome.
They could have been talking about lowering the draft age for four months.
Gary Wolfel said yesterday.
Sure.
It's been going on for months.
It's been a couple of years.
Yes.
Then the hottest name in college basketball just shockingly blows through a shoe, and you know what? Maybe we should let these guys. You know, hey guys, don't worry about it. We're going to let players go to the NBA at 18. We've all said that we want it.
And I know Steve didn't watch the game, the Duke, because he doesn't like the Williamson kid anyway. Steve. I can already tell.
Well, we talked about it, called him a transcendent player.
I called him a transcendent player.
Well, right. And then I said to Baby Taj, I said, okay, transcendent player. I lost my mind when he said transcendent. Okay, fine, transcendent. I said, so who is he in today's NBA? Who is he? And you said Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. Okay. A more athletic then, Draymond Green.
Hold on. No, it's not transcendent. But
more athletic Draymond is.
But so he says Draymond Green.
Okay.
So last night, Olden Polonies, former NBA player, is on CBS Sports Radio. And he says he's Draymond Green offensively. He goes, but what makes Draymond is his heart, and I don't think he has that.
Well, we don't know that yet because he hasn't been tested.
Very true.
Right.
But in the college game, he got the heart because he's throwing balls out the gym, blocking. That nobody's even challenging guys right now in college. Now, we don't know what happened when he get to the pro level. But Steve don't like him. And sometimes when Steve don't like a guy, he closes up. I mean, he just gets like one way and he can't see nothing else. He's done. And now, I don't know about transcending, but here's what we – and I don't know if he knew this, but here's what we found out the other night. He's bigger than most people thought that he was.
Well, and I think that's where
I think he found out that he's bigger than he thought that
meaning
he was.
Meaning what? Weight-wise? 285? Is that what you mean?
Superstar-wise. Celebrity-wise.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean you're going to do anything in the NBA.
Well, no, it
just
doesn't.
Just because Floyd Mayweather shows up to watch a game the other night.
Here's what it means. You're right about that. But here's what it means. That I could carry enough clout and I win my court against Nike. And here's what it means. That the NBA now all of a sudden says, Oh,
so you think he pats himself on the back and says that was going
to he doesn't do any. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't do that. He doesn't do any of that because he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's a kid.
So he doesn't do that.
Yeah, he doesn't do. He's a kid. He's 18. He doesn't know. All right. The kid doesn't know what he knows. But the grown-ups.
Around him.
No. Obama walks in the gym. The president. With all the Secret Service, they all look. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Because if you think about the president, former president, they still got to come in. They got to sweep the area. Everything's got to be clear. They've probably been in like 2-3 days.
They do that when I go to pick and save. They sweep the area. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. I got to wait outside the whole damn time.
Yeah.
Next time, tell me you're going.
But he didn't know that, Steve. He doesn't know that. But if something were to happen with him, he'll have enough people around him and lawyers that folks will find out how much clout he really has.
And if he doesn't, there will be the top lawyers in the world coming to help him, his aid, because of who he is and what the name he's made.
You're right. We're done.
Yeah,
We got enough money anyway. This is like a drop in the bucket for us.
But now, Gary, they need to sign him.
Who?
Nike.
Yes!
Like, they need to give him all the money in the world.
I don't want
to make sure
him.
That he is there.
You don't?
No, man. I want Under Armour or somebody else to sign him so I can see that blowout shoe video for the rest of my life in commercials.
Well, you don't like Nike?
Because that's what's going to happen. Oh, I think it's going to be completely embarrassing to Nike. Because if I'm Under Armour or Adidas and I sign them,
it's too embarrassing.
That video where that shoe blows out is going to be in every commercial I run for Zion Williamson going forward.
Yeah, then you know
And Zion Williamson is just going to say, don't let this happen to your kid. And there's the video, Under Armour. That's the video. That's the commercial. It's done.
Here's the flip side of that. The tank shoe by Zion. Gotta have a tank. Won't explode, won't do nothing. It's a tank, the tank shoe. I mean, you did capitalize on it. You make Zion gets his own name brand shoe.
But for that to work, he isn't seen until he debuts next year after being the number one overall pick.
And you're saying so he doesn't play the rest of the year then?
He doesn't play the rest of the year. No, he doesn't go to scouting combine. He doesn't go overseas. He doesn't go to summer league.
No.
You wait until you are seen in these fresh pair of Zion 1's first night at MSG next year.
No.
That's when I'll give you $300 million in
it's
the largest
shoot. Great conspiracy theory.
Shooty that you've ever seen for a rookie.
In New York, at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest market.
Sure.
Yeah, biggest market. His face all over Times Square or whatever.
That video being led up for weeks like a wrestling promo.
Right.
Zion's back. And the last thing you see is that shoe where it's just Zion's back. And like you see the shoe just being busted open. And his myth grows.
He just need a nice.
The problem
is
that if they have Durant and Kyrie, ain't nobody gonna care about Zion going into that game.
Please,
people are gonna care about Kevin Durant being in a Knicks uniform.
No, everybody wants to see Zion.
And about Kyrie being in a Knicks uniform.
No, people want to see Zion Williamson.
Those guys will take a backseat to Zion. Durant and Kyrie.
Kevin Durant is not taking a backseat to anybody.
Well, I'm just telling you, the hype. You're right. Kevin Durant is, and no. I agree with it, as a person. But the hype will be about Zion. Don't that would they will take a backseat to the hype.
Now you please,
so it won't be about
please.
Them.
I will I will pay whatever you want. Mm-hmm. If Kevin Durant and Kyrie are on that team and all the billboards and Times Square,
but there's nothing
all
they can do about
is
it.
All, hold on. It's all about Zion.
Right.
Please, please let me hear what those two are saying to each other as they walk into MSG and don't see themselves anywhere.
Well, we're going to have
something.
Please.
We're going to have something.
Because they're posters.
We're going to have something for him.
A couple posters.
If you want Kyrie to become unhinged, let that happen.
We're going to have something for him, but it ain't going to be like what we're doing for Zion, guys.
Oh, he's a different animal, man. Different animal. You can think lay in your Brooklyn and sheets tonight and think about that. Just a big Zion Williamson poster.
Zion.
No.
He's back.
You are really too much into wrestling. Hey, Brooklyn and Sheets, you spend a third of your life in your sheets, and it's time for a betting upgrade. I got my betting upgrade. You should as well. You won't regret it. These are five-star quality sheets that we're talking about. Five-star quality sheets. Cozy, comfy, beautiful. My buddy Chris got them. Absolutely loves them. Had to beg his wife for a little bit to get them. She let them, and now they're both excited and love their Brooklyn and Sheets. This is all you have to do. You go to brooklinen.com, and there you're going to find the best sheets you can find. Name the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Raving reviews from Business Insider, Apartment Therapy, and Men's Health. Founded in 2014 by husband and wife duo Vicky and Rich, they determined that their mission was going to be make five-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. And that's exactly what has happened. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Steve at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Steve at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Steve. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
We'll talk Badgers with John McNamara at 4:48.
No. Hold on. And you're going to go somewhere else with this. Can we not go somewhere else with this? Can we stay out with Zion coming back, please?
Zion?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Gary now to come back with what his player comp is of what this dude's going to be at the next level. You said Draymond, and you can go past, present, doesn't matter. I think his comp is comparable more to Charles Barkley. But I don't think that plays 90s basketball is not playing in today's NBA. That's what I said yesterday. Baby Tosh said Draymond. Let's see what Gary and Leroy think, who they think this dude is.
Wendy's next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Manny Machado, you want to talk about cloud nine for somebody, Gary Ellerson. Manny Machado being introduced out in San Diego with the Padres. Just like the biggest baby grin on his face ever.
He's done. Sick for life.
$300 million in the bank for the next 10 years. Best part is a lot of these contracts, they'll defer and push money to the end. Bryce Harper's contract or offer that he got from the Nationals last year, they deferred $100 million. Manny Machado said, no, let me see it all up front.
Give me all my money.
Let me see that in 10 years.
Yeah.
I want a direct deposit each 2 weeks. You're going to line this thing up. Let's start up with a mill right in the bank today.
Let me have it.
That guy is going to be living in San Diego.
Let me have it. Ask Leroy that
playing
question.
Good baseball. Manny Machado, Leroy.
Well, no, the other question.
The other question.
The Zion question.
Oh, what's your player comp for Zion Williamson?
What's my what?
Player comp. Past, present, current NBA player that you could see Zion Williamson becoming in the NBA. I said a more athletic Draymond Green.
I know, and I was on point with you with that. I don't know. I don't like playing that game.
Because there's never going to be another Leroy Butler?
Well, that's true. But I haven't seen enough of him to compare him to somebody yet. I don't know. I'll let y'all explain.
I compare him to Charles Barkley.
So whoever you compare to, somebody going to want to shoot it down. So it's your opinion. No,
nobody's shooting nothing down.
It's, yeah, you do what because do. When he called him a transcendent player, Steve got all.
Well, that's Steve. Well, because Steve don't like him.
I know, but
already.
I never want to just disregard somebody else. It's their opinion.
Well, right, it's their
opinion.
I
just give mine.
Right. That's okay.
And that's how
but,
it
well,
works.
Give me your opinion then.
Because I don't really have one enough to watch.
Okay, fine. Leave him alone. He'll have something on something else. Ask me.
Yeah.
Your player conference,
Ireland. You said Charles Barkley.
I agree with Steve. Well, we done with you now. You just keep. You ain't gonna get nobody no name. We just.
I don't have one. You can't get somebody.
Ask me, cuz.
Yeah, ask him again.
Ask him again.
Ask you again.
I agree with Steve. Charles Barkley, but Steve think that he's not. He's not. The body is not Charles Barkley. His body is a grown ass man body.
Charles Barkley was a grown ass man.
No,
too,
Charles
folks.
Had.
Here's the debate.
He had some baby fat.
Yeah.
On him.
Okay.
He had a lot.
Dude, that dude's 285. He's got some baby fat on him, too,
he's
at 285.
More, he's more muscle than Charles was in college.
That okay, dude's closer fine. To oh, Aaron college, Donald
for sure.
Physique.
Yeah, in college, for sure, he's bigger.
He's more muscle.
No doubt.
Way
right.
more muscle than Charles was in college.
No doubt. But this isn't the same NBA as Barkley 1 and 2 as it is
oh,
now.
Well, so what you're talking about is a guy, what, he's 6'7", 6'8", rebounder, no real jump shot, I mean, no real three that we know. Look like he hit a couple of them flat-footed, you know what I mean?
He's all power.
Yeah.
And the comparison that somebody brought up yesterday was, well, if Giannis can do it, why can't he do it?
Well, he ain't 7.
He was never given an opportunity until Kidd let him
right.
go
he
out there.
Absolutely.
Right.
So this guy's powerful. He's athletic. Now can he develop his game? That's what you're hoping that he can do.
Joel says tractor trailer. Can we all agree that that's not it?
Tractor trailer.
Same body bill.
Tractor trailer's another one. I love tractor trailer after his first year at Michigan. I remember watching Midnight Madness and he came out. And Mike Maxey, who does the draft show with me, I told him, I said, dude, I love this kid. And he's like, yeah, we'll see. And he was great. And then that car accident happened that they were involved in, and he was never the same dude after that. Obviously, now he's since passed away. But, yeah, that didn't work out well, obviously, when you could have had Dirk and you had Tractor Trailer. Everybody, you know, he has even worse memories about that. Mm-hmm. I think this dude is more athletic, maybe. Oh, maybe not, though.
Who's that?
Trailer was pretty damn athletic
no,
back
he
in the
is.
Day, too.
This
dude's a freak show athleticism.
This guy right
wise.
Now, yeah, he is. He is. And, you know, we don't know, and I'm not saying he's going to be Charles Barkley. All we're asking is, what
does his
what
weight
compare?
Concern you?
Huh?
Does his weight concern you?
Not yet, because I don't see him fat. This is just a big joker, man.
I know. I'm just wondering if it
yeah,
does.
Yeah, so I don't see him fat.
Talking about a dude, what,
if
15,
he was,
20 pounds shy at 300?
Right, if he was fat, then yeah. Like, you know, what was the big guy, the N1 tape guy? I think he's since passed away. Mark Jackson's brother. What do you call him? Cadillac?
Sure.
Did you ever see him play on an N1 tape? Some of them N1, whatever it is. I think his nickname was Cadillac. Mark Jackson.
6'7", 285.
He carries it. That's
6'7", 285.
Just a big dude.
His
man.
Arms are gigantic,
just
obviously.
Just a big dude. Mixtape and ones, whatever them thing was. Yeah, Cadillac.
With the professor?
Yeah, them guys.
Skip to my Lou.
Skip all them.
Ray for Austin?
Yeah. He doesn't look like that. I don't know if you looked him up or not. But yeah.
I'm trying.
Don't
There's
worry
no
about
one
it.
Named Cadillac
all right,
Jackson.
Here we go.
It was Cadillac Anderson played for the Bucks for a while.
No, let's keep him moving. Oh,
Greg
no,
Anderson.
Escalade. His name was Escalade.
Okay, Escalade.
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 Cadillac Escalade. I mean,
same
you know,
thing.
That was
yeah,
all
yeah, 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 right.
Somebody just hit me up. Escalade. No, Gil, you talking about Escalade? Somebody just hit me up.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, man.
It's all GM, so who cares?
Hey, got a tweet here from Randy. Right. Says the comparable for Zion is Sean Kemp.
And I see Sean Kemp was almost a 7-footer, wasn't he?
He was longer
yeah, wasn't
than
wasn't he leaner?
He was 6'11".
Yeah.
He was longer than Zion at 6'7".
Yeah,
right.
He was
6'10", 230.
Yeah, yeah.
Zion is 6'7",
yeah.
285.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think
some
Barrett.
Jokers are big like
I think
that.
Barrett's going to be the better player of the two, but we'll see. I think he's more made for the NBA than Williamson is.
Well, you're talking about the NBA game itself.
Yeah. Yep.
Could be.
One player that is the most dominant player in the NBA, Gary, mm-hmm. still has people on your timeline.
Ooh, that's a good one. Zach Randolph from JS.
Okay.
Can he shoot as well as Zach Randolph, though?
Not right now.
Don't
but that's
Zach
it.
Randolph's nice.
Ain't Zach Randolph
shot.
Left-handed, too?
Yeah. So that could be a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like Zach Randolph. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that.
Yep.
The Bucks could have had him.
That's a good one.
But
and Zach Randolph, 6'9", 260.
He's getting all the love, but it doesn't feel like he's a transcending player, Baby Tosh.
No, he's transcending in the form of the Instagram that he's in.
Yes, he's
stay where you at.
But he's transcending there, no doubt about it. Popularity,
right?
The media coverage.
That's where I was going.
Instagram, social network.
Yes. All that.
Obama come see me. All who was there. Yes, he is all that and a bag of donuts.
He is the closest prospect that we've seen to LeBron James as LeBron James.
Agreed. I'm not saying he's LeBron, but absolutely, the hype is for real around this kid.
And it's different. It's a different feel when that dude steps into a gym. Kind of like Giannis, but he could still get better, Gary Ellerson.
I won't talk to somebody about Giannis.
Well, you're going to yell at some people, it sounded like, with the way you went at it earlier.
I'm
going to
yell at Leroy.
Today.
Leroy's going to really going to be yelling at.
Giannis is good.
Straight ahead, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.